Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Jeremy, we got to tell the guy that does the rejoiners that he's got to change that.
Why?
Sal Norris.
Yeah, get it right. My buddy Sal. Yeah. Salvatore Norris.
Join us right now. Curtis at the Window Nation Guest Hotline from Paramount Sports. He is Lee Sterling. What's up, Lee?
I'm good. Kind of weird Saturday with the championship games. Who knows? Except for the games tonight, it really they may not mean much of anything. So, wish they'd mean more. But college? Did you guys watch the college football selection show? The interview afterwards with Hunter Yurecek?
I saw it. But see, Lee, this is where college football is different. It doesn't mean anything in terms of the college football playoffs. But let's not get away from how much conference championships are. You know, Big Ten means something. You know what I mean? Winning the SEC means something. Right. So I think if you're talking about in terms of the playoffs, you're right, but they do mean something.
No, they mean something. The kids obviously get up. They want the ring. Meets a better seating as far as those games are concerned. But, I mean, to listen to Hunter Yurecek, I mean, his explanation how they moved Alabama up one spot because they beat a really tough Auburn team who's 5-7. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was a dog and pony show. It was like having a politician explain, you know, why they're innocent when they have video of them with their hand in the till. So it was embarrassing. And Hunter Yurecek, last year when Miami had no business being in, their defense was horrendous. This year, I honestly think that Notre Dame and Miami both deserve to be in, but for him to say what he said, you know, I hope Hunter, when his new head coach, Ryan Silverfield, who was probably his fifth choice, he couldn't land any of the top four, when he gets fired, hopefully he finds the door also. So it was really bad.
Let's get to the games, Paramount
I'm
Sports.
Prediction.
Your games. You got Colts versus. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction. Within 2 years, Miami and Duke will be in the Big Ten. How about that?
Mm. Okay.
Miami and Duke.
All right. Well, what about Colts Jaguars, Lee?
Yeah. Well, everyone loves the Jags here. They won 10 straight against Indianapolis at home. And who would have thought these are 2-8-4 teams? This is crazy. But Jacksonville has a problem for this game. They're down one starter on the offensive line, and they might be down a couple more. They have three offensive linemen besides that starter down who are game time decision. They are really banged up on the offensive line. And I think that Indianapolis is more balanced and more explosive on offense. I know Sauce is going to be missing here for Indianapolis at cornerback, but I think they're the better defensive team here too. So I think they finally break through. I think the right team is favored. They're begging you to play Jacksonville plus the 1.5. Don't fall for the trap. Indy finally wins for the first time in Duval County in over a decade, 27-20.
All right. Well, we just had an experience with the Bengals on Thanksgiving. They're traveling up to Buffalo, New York. How do you see that game going?
Yeah. So what's crazy is when Cincinnati has the ball and they're on the road, they're the number one team in time of possession. So I think also when Joe Burrow's in the defense, you know, tries a little bit harder. Not that they're very good, but they try a little bit harder. So I still have my doubts about Buffalo. I think their defense is nothing special here. Offensive line, their receivers get no separation. Also a lot of drops here. I think Cincinnati's going to find a way to win this game here and stay alive, 30-27.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you talked about some offensive line issues. I think the Chiefs have a few of those. They're hosting the Texans on Sunday Night Football. What do you see?
So I'm going to take a different approach to this game, guys. So everyone's going to look at this game and say, you know, Patrick Mahomes, C.J. Stroud, you know, these guys might light it up. Two things have me leaning the other way here, real strong. Weather. There's an Arctic vortex that's going to hit Kansas City. It's going to be like in the low 20s, high teens, winds 20, 30 miles an hour during the game. I think both offensive lines, Kansas City's is banged up, and Houston's is just not good at all. This Houston defense is scary good here. So I like the under. I think Kansas City finds a way to win something like 20-17, 20-16. Let's go under the best way to approach this game, under 42 total points.
Lee Sterling joins us, Paramount Sports. Lee, Ravens hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. You heard Ed talk about the moment that the Ravens had on Thanksgiving night. Well, they have a get-right game, one in which they could also take over the AFC North in terms of wins, losses. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, 2-6-6 teams here. It's like two horses that everyone thought were going to be right at the front of the pack here. Bengals are two games back at 4-8 here. I think the Ravens are obviously better here. Steelers, I mean, they ran the ball for 97 yards per game this year. That's really weak, 27th in the NFL. They even doubled it at Chicago two games ago and still lost the game. That's an indication they have too many weaknesses on the offense here. Just think Mike Tomlin's not getting the best out of these guys. But, you know, this is a big-time rivalry game here. I think Baltimore's better. They'll find a way with special teams. Probably win the game something like 26-23, but I think Pittsburgh plus the points, probably the right side.
All right, let's get to your game of the week. What do you see happening with the big matchup in the Big Ten championship between Ohio State and Indiana?
Yeah, I love one side of this game. So you want to find out if Ohio State rolls or can Indiana pull off the shocker. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. Give you the game for free. 800-400-9741. The game is on me, and we're rolling. We've won 9 of the last 11 weeks in the NFL and college football. Won last night with Detroit every single day during the Thanksgiving break. So you want to be with us for championship week, college football this weekend, and the NFL. We've won, get this, the last 11 weeks in the NFL. We have a record of 37-17-1. Just go to ParamountSports.com. We call Double Down December. Every single game, college football in the NFL, through the end of the month, use coupon code SAVE100. When you check out, just $397. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee Sterling, thanks a lot, my friend. See you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.